morning.
Let's pray together.
Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing us safely together this morning to worship you together and have fellowship with our brothers and sisters. God, we thank you that you reign sovereign, even as evil seems to prosper in our world. Sometimes when we turn on the news or just look it up on the internet, we can just see that there are so many things that just don't seem right in our world. We pray that you'll bring comfort to those living in areas of conflict and unrest, and that the brothers and sisters that have been affected by strife will stand strong in the hope that they have in Jesus and his providence at all times. We pray for those who are in charge of refugee camps, such as the ones in the Central African Republic. Lord, we pray that they'll have compassion for the people under their care, and that you'll grant them wisdom to make the best use of resources that have been made available to them. Lord, there is so much we can thank you for in our everyday lives. And during this summer season, we pray that the people of New South Wales will have the opportunity to know that you love them and desire to have a relationship with them through the various missions that have and are happening at the moment. We give thanks for Auntie Ellen, Uncle Eric, Uncle Kevin, Auntie Katie, Liz, Daisy, Johnny Chan, Johnny Ip, and David, as they serve in the various communities, and pray that you'll keep them well rested and healthy to meet the needs of each day. Lord, we also pray for those who are still away on holidays, overseas and out of Sydney, and we pray especially for those who are involved in education as they take a well-deserved break to be refreshed before the schooling year begins again. We thank you that you created rest and work, and we pray that we'll be able to settle back into our everyday routines after Christmas and New Year, and that as the year rolls on, that we'll continue to glorify you in our lives, whether it be at school, work, or wherever you choose to place us. Lord, as we hear about community building practices today, we pray that you'll give Pastor John wisdom to teach your word faithfully from Romans. We thank you for the biblical truths that we are able to hear each week, and we pray that you'll continue to transform us to become more Christ-focused in this world with so many distractions. Help us to care for one another at Livingstone in a way that reflects and is inspired by Jesus' love for us. We pray for all these things in your son's name. Amen.